area where this will occur is in the meeting point of nanotechnology, biotechnology, and computer technology. What all three have in common is the ability to release self-replicating entities into the environment. We have lived for some years with the first of these self-replicating entities, computer viruses, and we're beginning to have some practical experience with the problems of biotechnology. The recent report that modified maize genes now appear in native maize in Mexico, despite laws against it and efforts to prevent it, is just the start of what we may expect to be a long and difficult journey to control our technology. At the same time, long-standing beliefs about the fundamental safety of biotechnology, views that have been promoted by the great majority of biologists since the 1970s, now appear less secure. The unintended creation of a devastatingly lethal virus by Australian researchers in 2001 has caused many to rethink old assumptions. Clearly, we will not be as casual about this technology in the future as we have been in the past. Nanotechnology is the newest of these three technologies, and in some ways the most radical. It's the quest to build man-made machinery of extremely small size, on the order of 100